from Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. detainees released by North Korea. A new power-sharing agreement reportedly reached in South Sudan. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Americans Kenneth Bay, detained 2 years, and Matthew Todd Miller, held since earlier this year, are on their way to the U.S. from North Korea. The State Department's announcement of their release Saturday comes less than 3 weeks after the unexpected release of another American detained in North Korea, Jeffrey Fowell. President Barack Obama addressed reporters at the White House Saturday. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have reached an agreement on a power-sharing formula. The reported deal would establish a national transitional government that would help steer the world's newest nation to elections. The early reports of the agreement would have Mr. Kiir as president and Machar as prime minister, but discussions are still ongoing about positions like a vice president and deputy vice presidents. The two warring leaders also called on their troops for an immediate ceasefire Friday during the ongoing peace talks in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. Pakistani officials have not commented on the report that says Islamic State militants are increasing their presence in Pakistan. A leading Pakistani newspaper, Dawn, also says Islamic State local recruits are planning major attacks on key institutions. The newspaper reported Saturday that officials in Baluchistan province in southwestern Pakistan revealed the development in a confidential report sent to Pakistani authorities. There's more on all of these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Arabic media are reporting that U.S.-led airstrikes have targeted a gathering of Islamic State leaders in a western Iraqi town near the Syrian border. The Al Jazeera and Al Hadath television channels say more than a dozen people were killed and several dozen wounded in the strike Saturday in the town of Al-Qaim. Witnesses told the Reuters news agency the airstrikes targeted a house where senior Islamic State leaders were meeting. In Beijing, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has welcomed the reduction in tensions between China and Japan. Japan's foreign minister has met formally in Beijing with his Chinese counterpart for the first time in more than 2 years amid diplomatic efforts to ease tensions between the two countries. In the U.S., New York federal prosecutor Loretta Lynch has been nominated by President Obama to join his cabinet as attorney general. Lynch would become the first African-American woman to head the Justice Department if confirmed by the Senate.
I pledge today to you and to the American people that if I have the honor of being confirmed by the Senate, I will wake up every morning with the protection of the American people my first thought.
Lynch would replace outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder, who was the first African-American man in the post. This weekend marks 25 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall. The event signaled the beginning of the end of the German Democratic Republic, or East Germany. Henry Ridgewell is in Berlin with more.
As Berliners prepare to celebrate this weekend, there is a growing debate over what is known as Ostalgie, the surviving infrastructure of the old regime. Sections of the Berlin Wall, preserved checkpoints, secret prisons, provide a strong antidote to nostalgia. Conditions in East Germany led thousands to risk their lives trying to cross to the West, says Berlin Wall Memorial Director Axel Klausmeier.
There was no political freedom of speech, no freedom of travel, and no freedom for the press, and the Stasi, the secret police, was everywhere.
For younger generations in unified Germany, nostalgia is confined to museums and history books. For many of those who grew up in the East, childhood nostalgia is mixed with painful memories. Henry Ridgewell, Berlin.
The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola crisis has risen to 4,960, with more than 13,200 others infected with the disease. Health officials say while the death toll continues to rise, the rate of increase has declined. More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.